At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
All right, final segment of the third hour. Let's grab Mike Bordick, who's joining us. Bordy,
ask him if he wants to talk hockey.
Bordy, do you want to talk hockey?
Jeremy, it isn't a lot of fun talking baseball right now, especially about the Orioles. But yeah. I'll talk whatever you guys want to talk about.
Okay, because I want to talk about the event on Saturday night that you showed up to on Sunday. Let me say this. Mike Bordick is such a stand-up guy. We had that event on Saturday. I sent the link, and there was some confusion over Saturdays and Sundays because we had the one event on Sunday and the other one Saturday. Mike sends me a text. I'm out in Bel Air at the Bonefish at my niece's 21st birthday, and he's like, "Where are you guys at?" Yesterday at 6 o'clock, and I went, "Oh, no." But, Mike, we'll definitely – because we asked him, like, last minute, and he was all on it. Yeah, I'll do it. Which a lot of people don't do, so I do appreciate that.
I'm really
that.
Sorry about that. I wrote it in my calendar, because I'm a calendar guy, you know. I don't use my phone for that kind of stuff, so I hard copy it, I write it down, and I've got it. I'm looking at it right now, and I just wrote it on the wrong day. I wrote at Benny's, Jeremy Kahn, 6 o'clock.
You may not have wrote it the wrong, it was the wrong day, but we kept talking about Sunday over and over again, so I may have said Sunday. So anyway, but go ahead, ask him about hockey or whatever you want to.
All right. I mean, obviously, the big story of the weekend, Brandon Hyde, he gets fired. I knew somebody had, because I asked Elias directly last week. I said, "Is his job?" I said, "You can't fire the players. Is Hyde's job in danger?" He's like, "No, it's, you know, I mean, whatever." How much responsibility does Hyde have for what's going on here?
Well, I think everybody kind of plays a role in this, that's for sure, because they're all part of the culture. But I don't think he's the one that should have been used as a scapegoat. I think if they were going to do a managerial change, I would think they'd wait for the off season and maybe make a couple coaching moves. But and that the only reason change I'd make, just to send a little message, maybe get rid of one or two of the hitting coaches and say, come on now, we got to shake it up a little bit, but let Brandon do his thing. I mean, he's been there for 7 years and he's gone through, you know, hell with these guys.
Yeah.
So I think they have a great relationship with him. So I think that caught me a little off guard. You know, and the bottom line is Mike Elias has said, you know, it starts with me. So he's the one that created this all. I don't know that firing Brandon Hyde is really going to make any difference at all. They just need their players to play better. And ultimately, that's what it's going to come down to.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, it's I mean, look, it's like all these things going wrong at the same time. As we said, 2 years ago, manager of the year, last year, runner up. He didn't forget how to manage this year. I do think there's a lot of things that went wrong at the same time, but there's also, you know, that's a bad signing. This was a bad trade. This player got hurt. That player got hurt. There were so many things that went on all at once. But the thing that really stood out to me is you fire your manager, which is supposed to be the wake-up call. And again, people say momentum is next day's starting pitcher. Starting pitcher comes out, doesn't retire anybody for the first five batters. You give up all those runs. And you're like, all right, well, we suck today. We'll wait till tomorrow. And then the same damn thing happened. So
Very
frustrating. Did you take anything away from this weekend that they got their asses handed to them? Now they've lost six straight even after firing the manager?
Yeah, I took a little bit away. I almost sent a post out Saturday thinking that, okay, they fired the manager. Tim Cousins, who's a great field coordinator, used to structure all spring trainings. I said, okay, those two guys are fired. And I thought at the end of Saturday's game that there were going to be two veteran pitchers that were going to retire, you know, Morton and Gibson. And they ended up DFAing Gibson, and Morton pitched the game of his life for the Orioles.
Of course
he
did.
Gave up one run in three innings. So, you know, yeah, a lot went on this weekend, and I think, you know, right now the clubhouse is kind of just in disarray. Nobody knows what direction to go. O'Neill goes on the IL again. Everybody's kind of wondering what direction do we go in now. Manzolino's going to try to, you know, rally the troops. I think they all kind of respect him and the energy he brings to the field, but it always comes down to the players and what they're able to do on the field. Now, you know, that said, you know, it coming down to the players, I also have to give my little dig. And I know, Jeremy, you love the analytics, but I just feel like you can become over-reliant on things. And I know as a player that one of the biggest fears is complacency for a player. What feeling like, okay, I've arrived now, you know, you can settle down a little bit. And there are a lot of players that come to mind that just don't last. They burn out. They think they've got it figured out. And next thing you know, the game takes them over and they disappear. And like Chris Davis thought he had it figured out. And the game just beat him down for like 4 years and made him the worst player in the game. Sometimes that can happen with players. So players always have to check themselves and reset to try to go back to that kid with all the hunger and that eye of the tiger and that, you know, ferocious competitiveness. You've got to remind yourself that that's really who you are as an athlete. And it's hard to hold that at a high level over and over again. And I'm not saying the players got complacent.
Yeah.
Jeremy, my question is to you, can analytics get complacent?
So
can they be happy with the numbers they see and not understand everything else that goes into things like mental toughness, leadership, injury history, you know, mechanical, things like that that drive baseball guys. So that's what baseball is about.
There's two different things. I think you said it right. Like, they've become too analytical. Because what I said earlier is, like, when people come up and say, I hate analytics, it's ruined the game, I understand what people are getting at. If you wanted to tell me, why are we focused on exit velocity? Is that really the end all be all? Just because you hit the ball hard, does that mean it's going somewhere you want it to? Or correct. Anything else? Like, there is a such thing as being too analytical and just going by the book, because you need a nice mixture of somebody that has a feel for the game. Like, analytics don't believe in hot and cold hitters. You are what you are. The average of what you are, that's who you are. There's no such thing as hot streaks in analytics. You know, like there are things, analytics don't believe in lefty mashers. There's no such thing as that, because there's not enough data to really prove that that's something that's happening. So there are things I disagree with on when it comes to analytics. The only thing I've said is, like, when people say I hate analytics, all it is information. You use it how you want. So the words you used, become too analytical, I think that's absolutely accurate.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think what's hard, too, is to kind of foresee the future, especially with young players, because you just said it. There just isn't enough data. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do in a couple of years? Would they, you know,
and it's their whole team. I mean, you've got, what do you got, six young players, guys that are still early on in their contracts on this team on an everyday basis almost?
No, absolutely. And that kind of leads me to the point where, okay, I don't know. I look back and I say, well, this team, it's going to be hard for them to overcome all of this adversity. So instead of getting rid of guys, let's start. I mean, you're going to have to get rid of somebody, but why can't we look at the young players? Why can't we give Kobe Mayo an extended look? So we see, so we're all not scratching our head. Why can't this kid be here? And use the offseason then to make better judgments and determinations of really what does this team need? Because I love the young guys, but my gosh, you can't win with young guys. You just can't. I mean, especially on an infield, you need veteran dudes, you need veteran hitters. So there's got to be a nice combination. That is truly the key, and kind of figuring out what you need, who you can move. It kind of a reset. I'm not saying this is a rebuild at all, mm-hmm. but you got to see what you have for young players so you can just make better decisions.
One of the, besides Jackson Holliday, who's actually one of the bright spots this year, obviously, what has happened to O'Hearn? He's batting 301 last I looked. He's hit with power. He's been clutch. He's a tough guy. I think he's good for the team. Like, how do you make such a turnaround since, you know, he came from his former team?
Well, I think just his experience, man. You keep getting at bats in the big leagues and you learn so much more. And that's why, listen, like I said, I love young players. They have such incredible athletic ability and talent. But the adjustments you have to make to be a professional hitter consistently year in and year out just takes hours and hours of at bats and work and focus and adjustments. And I just think O'Hearn's he's developed into a professional hitter. He takes good at bats. He knows how to hit the ball. He's got good power. He can get the barrel on the ball pretty good. He understands the scoreboard, it seems. So yeah, I love him in the lineup. And I think he's just a perfect example of a guy that's a little bit older, experienced, gone through the adversities in the game, and now has come out with, you know, some consistent at bats.
Hey, well, go ahead. What do you have? Hey.
Well, I just want to mention something that was interesting. When Al Bunbury said it took him 6 years to hit a curveball in the majors.
Yeah.
He said it was a great first pitch, first fastball. Curveball took him 6 years.
Yeah. Hey, Bordy, we got to step out because we're up against it, but somebody did throw your hat in the ring for a manager, so hopefully you're ready for that.
I am ready, right. And let's go. Keep promoting that. I put my hat in when Buck left, and they ended up firing me the next year, so they don't like it.
Bordy, thanks so much for being you. Appreciate the time as always, man.
You got it, guys. Don't forget to check out the Be More Baseball Podcast.
My apology. Be More Baseball Podcast with Jerry Coleman and Bordy. Check it out. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.